Spencer Chase here at the 85th National FFA Convention talking with Dr. Lowell Catlett. And Lowell, you're going to be the keynote speaker at the third general session of the 85th Convention. And what can you tell me about the message that you're going to be sharing with FFA members?
Well, that it's been a great run and a positive time for agriculture over the last several years, that we've learned how to feed more and more people. But the promise for the future is even going to be brighter as agriculture moves more into ecological issues, into healthcare, and there's going to be some phenomenal opportunities that this young generation are going to be creating the protocols and doing the work for, and it'll be a whole new agriculture.
And, you know, the theme of this 85th convention is grow. They're talking a lot about hunger awareness and how we can prevent hunger. What role do you think today's FFA members have in that situation?
Well, I think first and foremost to be aware of it is critical, because so many people, especially in the United States, are in blessed countries, have a tough time appreciating some of the struggles that other countries do have. But from a global perspective, agriculture has now reached the point where we're producing and have for the last decade more calories total to feed 7 billion people. We can truly feed 7 billion people on this planet because we produce enough calories. And prior to a decade ago, that never happened. No matter how productive agriculture was, we could not feed the world. But we can now. So that hunger is not related to agriculture's inability to produce it. It once was, but it's no longer that. It's now related to things that we have to look at more fully, the social issues of what's causing people to not get food. Because most of the times it's not economic. It is truly some other barrier that is there. But agriculture now can feed 7 billion people.
So you think we're, instead of looking, like you mentioned, the agricultural issues, do you think we're looking at maybe overconsumption or distribution problems that are really, really causing people in the world to go hungry?
Well, in most cases, it's a case of the food is not available for distribution or available to be produced by people in food deficit areas. So if they do produce it, then it's taken away from them. I saw that firsthand in Equatorial Guinea 20 years ago. What food they did produce was taken away from them by then a dictator in the government. So there's all these what we call social and sometimes institutional barriers that we have to be aware of. And it's not just about is there enough food out there. It's how do we get it and make sure it's available to the people that need it.
So how do you think some of those barriers that you were mentioning can be broken down? Because in order to really solve the hunger problem that we have, I mean, that's something that we're going to have to work through.
Well, certainly your generation and the generation that grew up with cell phones and has grown up with instant communication, that's making a big difference, because we now can see it. It can be broadcast. A journalist that's traveling in a depressed part of the world, cell phone now lets the world see what the effects are. And once we see some of those things, and we're already seeing that now with some of the coups that are going on with governments, people are now hooking up by the internet, and they're hooking up by their phones and smartphones and sending pictures, and it's a phenomenal way to make the world more aware. Because when the world gets aware of it, it's easy to just kind of, well, that's happening, you know, 5,000 miles away. But when you see a picture of it, it makes a difference.
Well, let's shift gears a little bit here, and now that we've got your message down, talk a bit about your involvement within the National FFA organization. I understand you've got fairly storied history with the organization. How do you think that's kind of led you to where you are today?
Well, it certainly, and I'll say it tonight, it certainly is given me a vantage point to have a very wonderful and fabulous life, and because I got a good start in FFA. And I say that sincerely. I was a pretty average, kind of just an old country hick, and the FFA opened up a world to me that I did not know existed. And I think it does that every day for thousands of young men and women, and made a difference in my life. It allowed me to live an incredible and wonderful life, and I attribute it to much of it or all of it to getting a start in FFA.
And do you think the organization still holds that kind of promise for today's young people?
Oh, without question, because when I was a national FFA officer, my gosh, we got We had, what, 65,000 people in the whole organization. Maybe 10,000 of them would come to a convention. Now we got more people coming to convention than we had members in 1968 and 69. And we were sitting there going, well, wait a minute, there's, you know, the number of farmers is going down. Well, guess what? The number of opportunities that agriculture has produced has done nothing but go up. And the FFA all along has been about building young men and women to adapt to change. And they have. And the organization's grown and morphed and changed, and it's been fabulous.
That's Dr. Lowell Catlett, a keynote speaker for the third general session at the 85th National FFA Convention. At that convention, I'm Spencer Chase.